This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that we discovered about 30 days ago. The name of the company is Radar Inc. They trade on the OTC Pink under the ticker symbol RDAR. And with me today is the founder and chairman and CEO, Jacob Del Martino. And he's going to bring us up to speed. I understand that his company publishes software that protects children who use social media and the internet, and they're really best known as the anti-bullying company. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Everett, thanks for having me.
You know, if you would, give us some kind of a history on the company, where you guys are at in this process, and where you think you're going.
Sure. In 2015, we started the company, and at that time, we were just a web-based version of our application, which we used quite a bit with schools and had a lot of success. And as you know, the world we live in, most people live on their phones. So, you know, the last 2 years, we've dedicated really just to developing the perfect app for parents to be able to keep almost like a snapshot of what's going on with their kid online.
I think that's a good thing.
100%. It is. I mean, parents need to stay vigilant nowadays, whether it's regarding suicide, potential campus violence, or the real big one, Everett, which is cyberbullying.
Absolutely.
You know, that is something every kid, unfortunately, will more than likely probably experience. It affects every kid, and it's a big thing in society that we are aimed at preventing.
That's a great thing, and I agree with you. And, the last stat that I looked at, suicide rate is the highest between 11-year-olds and 18-year-olds, which blows my mind. Other than that, what does your app exactly do?
Well, you're exactly right, too, on suicide. It's actually the number one cause of death for 16-year-old girls.
Right.
And it's just absolutely ridiculous. So what our app does is a parent can pick up things. Red flags, signals that kids are putting out, let's say if we're talking about suicide. All the time, we hear too often about a child or a young adult that commits suicide, and then once you do a little bit of social media investigating, you'll see that the red flags were there. And it's terrible. It's terrible. You know, we're losing kids every single day, and this is what the app aims to prevent. Suicide, red flags for campus violence, and as well red flags for cyberbullying. And I think with parents keeping a vigilant eye on what's going on through our app, there's no question it will prevent these things from happening.
You know, you guys are a publicly traded company. That being said, you need to generate revenues. Have you given any thought? I believe this app's going out into the Google Play Store, so congratulations on that, I think, in the fourth quarter. But that being said, the cost of the app, how I'm sure the investors want to know, how is Jacob going to make money for the company?
Great question. Actually, we're going live in December, and we're going to be in iOS and Android both, so we'll be on both major platforms. The app will be free to parents, kids, advisors. It's an online community. It's a resource. I would never in the world charge anyone for the product. The way we're going to make our money is through advertisers. So,
okay.
You know, there's two routes you can go in my type of business. You can go for the paid subscribers, which we're not doing. We're going the advertiser route, and the company is already identified. And again, I can't go into detail about these organizations, but they're big organizations that, potentially could be our advertisers. We're not going to have a lot of advertisers. We'll probably have two or three in-app advertisers, but, you know, that is a way that you can really monetize your product if you have a lot of active users. And we really believe parents are going to be active on the app We know kids are going to be active on the app because the company is going to be in all the major high schools throughout the Southwest, and then on to the Midwest and then to the East Coast in 2023 with our tour. So, you know, this is going to be something that we make our money from advertisers.
Can you give my listeners maybe a little bit of a roadmap of when you think the app will be live to the public and what your marketing strategy is going forward here in the fourth quarter?
Sure. The app will be live sometime between December 15th and December 20th in the iOS and Google Play stores. The app also is geared completely towards launching at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona, February 12th. The Raiders are going to have a heavy, heavy presence at the Super Bowl. You know, just so our listeners and investors know, the company's corporate headquarters is in Scottsdale, Arizona. So we, you know, we're going to take that approach. Again, Everett, I can't go into detail, but there's some major things we are working on, one including an event leading up into the Super Bowl, and that all plays into the marketing for the app. Remember, this is a free app for kids, for parents, and advisors. There's no reason someone should not use this. It's just a matter of getting it in front of them, and it's a great question you have because our marketing strategy is going to be heavy social media and a very large event along with a heavy presence at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona in 2023.
You know, I know that your app, and I don't want to take it too far off base here, but I know your app targets between 10 and 18-year-olds that have been, you know, cyberbully. But believe it or not, there's been a lot of cyberbullying going on in Fortune 500 companies at the workspace. Have you given that any kind of consideration?
We have. We know that adults are terrible online. They're terrible role models at times, even from celebrities to politicians, whoever. And you see bullying every single day online. You see it on
Absolutely.
TV. So,
yeah.
You know, kids see this, and I think they sometimes mimic it. But to answer your question, yes, the company's passion right now is youth. But believe me, we know that there are many things that align with helping adults with this same thing. But right now, my passion and my focus is just strictly on the youth and parents. Again, helping parents really keep an eye on their kid online and as well helping kids and students be able to protect themselves online so like they have a safe environment to report things if they want to anonymously, invite advisors or their pastor or their therapist or their aunt or whoever to the community as well to be a part of this and to prevent things, you know. We want to prevent Uvalde, Texas. We want to prevent things that could have been prevented. And I bring that example up because that shooter that went into that school, I don't know if you know this, but he posted on Instagram, he posted on all of his social media platforms after he shot his grandmother and was headed to the school to inflict violence. To inflict violence, Everett. It's just despicable that somebody couldn't have been monitoring a kid that already had all the red flags. He had already all the red flags. So, again, that's what Radar is all about, is preventing that, is stopping those things. Campus violence, unfortunately, is something our kids live with, along with cyberbullying. You and I never had to deal with that when we were in high school, but it's a new age. And, you know, we feel great about the technology because kids trust technology. Now we're giving them a tool to help you know, really monitor things for them and help their parents keep track and keep it all organized so they don't have, nobody has time to sift through all the social media postings of an adolescent or a child. No one does. And a child is given this huge responsibility of having a $1,000 phone and they don't have social media etiquette. I say it all the time. So this is a big win for both sides. It's a big win for both sides. And we're really excited to get it in the hands of parents and kids and advisors.
Company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is Radar Inc. Look them up. They're on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol RDAR. Jacob, before I let you go, you got the last word. What is it you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Sure. I want them to know that this is just the beginning. That's the really exciting part. If you're an investor, a shareholder in the company, a believer, a supporter, just know that not only is this company going to do big things on the market, but, you know, we're aimed at saving lives, stopping suicides, preventing campus violence, and shutting down this horrible thing called cyberbullying that we've created ourselves. So that's what the company's all about, and we're excited about our launch in December.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in the next 40 or 50 days, give myself and my audience an update of what's going on with Radar.
Looking forward to it, Everett. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.